time for a round of Florida or anywhere else in the world. Player number one out in Port Orange, it's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. Pick your coach. Would you like Dana or Adam as your coach this morning?
I'm going to pick Dana.
Dana, there you go.
She didn't like to win.
Stop.
Wow, so mean.
Yeah, I'm winning today.
Hey, good morning, Nate. Nate's our other player right here in Orlando, and you're going to have Adam as your coach this morning. A little girls against the boys this morning. All right. Sarah and Dana, you're going to have the chance to start. First story, here you go. I actually wish I was passionate about anything in life as this woman is, but it's fitting for today considering what's taking place next hour. 24-year-old Clarissa, she was at a restaurant last week and she ordered regular chicken wings, bones and all, just regular wings, and they served her boneless wings instead. Well, she got so upset, she ended up getting into an argument with the staff and actually wound up pulling out a gun and started waving it into the air.
Okay.
She actually took the glass tip jar that was on the counter and slammed it on the ground, ended up cutting her hand open. Oh. She was arrested for 2 counts of assault by pointing the gun and personal injury or injury to personal property. The owner of the restaurant said they'd only been open for 5 months. He never thought something this extreme would happen over a minor mistake in the order.
Yeah.
So we get to claim Clarissa in Florida or anywhere else in the world. Sarah?
Dana, what's your opinion?
We are serious about wings in Florida.
Yes, we are.
But I think it's anywhere else in the world.
I'm going to go with your guess on this one.
Anywhere else in the world.
I hate to claim that one for Florida.
All right, Nate, what do you think?
You know what? I think I'm going to go with Florida. But what do you think, Adam?
Well, you know, there is a stat out now that the Americans are going to consume 1.4 billion wings over this big holiday weekend. And so we've got a 1 in 50 chance of it being anywhere else. I'd go anywhere else. But, hey, it's your game.
1 in 50? You mean 50% chance?
It's a state.
All right, let's go with anywhere else.
Anywhere else in the world, you said?
Yep.
And this happened in Illinois. Both of you got a point.
Yay.
1-1.
1-1.
All right, over to you, Nate. You get to start on this one. This guy actually figured out the perfect way to get busted. He went to an arcade inside of a bowling alley back in November, and he tried to rob the photo booth. And as a matter of fact, he was able to get it open. He went inside, he cracked it open, stole $75 out of the photo booth. But what he didn't know is that the photo booth actually has a security feature on it where as soon as somebody starts tampering with it, it starts taking pictures.
Of course it does.
So now that it's been repaired, detectives were able to access its photo history, and they've got perfect pictures of this guy. No, like, silly masks or, you know, glasses or anything like that.
Oh, no, I put the costumes.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, all the overlays.
With dummy, with a feather boa. No, so now they're trying to track him down, but they've got the perfect picture to go on. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
This is Nate.
Adam, that sounds like it'd be anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, we have a lot of bowling alleys here, but I think the Midwest has way more than we. I agree with you, but it's your game.
Anywhere else in the world, that's my answer.
Sarah, what do you think?
I think this sounds like Florida.
Ooh.
I do.
Dana, okay. Dana, I don't know if Dana liked that. Final answer, Sarah?
Yes.
This took place in North Carolina. The score is Nate 2, Sarah 1.
That's okay, Sarah.
Sarah, you'll get to start on this one. I can only imagine what it was like the moment that this thief figured out his really big mistake. He's 56 years old. His name is Peter. And yesterday, he stole some pills out of his roommate's lockbox. Well, Peter thought they were painkillers because they were in a prescription bottle with a label that said hydrocodone and acetaminophen. But it turns out that they weren't. They were actually laxatives. And yes, Peter found out the hard way because his roommate called the cops about the theft. Peter admitted to the cops that he actually took the pills, and he said he threw the rest away when he realized that it was something completely different than what he thought it was.
So he now called the cops, though.
Wow, right? Yeah, right?
Yes, took my laxatives.
So now he's been charged with theft.
Poor guy. Couldn't get him out of the bathroom.
Oh,
though.
My great. Take him to jail.
Right,
do we get to claim
he
him?
Get away very quickly. Sorry.
Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Sarah and Dana?
What's your opinion, Dana?
Do I have to have one?
I think it's Florida.
Yeah, let's go with Florida.
I want to hear your opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll stick with Florida.
Nate, what do you think?
That sounds like a Florida problem.
Final answer? Adam's grunting at you.
Hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to go with Florida. What do you think, Adam?
The problem is we're all tied up. I don't know. We're not tied up? Are we tied up? We're tied up. 2-2.
No, we're winning.
Oh, we're winning?
I was just gonna let him suffer with that.
No one answer.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. All right, it's your game. I'll just leave this one alone.
What
it's
do you think,
you,
Nate?
Florida.
Florida. The answer is Florida.
Like I said.
Yeah, right.
Good game.
We are the champions.
Pinellas Park, as a matter of fact. Stay away from there right now.
Stinky.
The final score is Nate and Adam 3, Sarah and Dana 2.
I can live with that.
There you go.
Good job, you guys.
Thanks for playing Florida anywhere else in the world with us this morning on Mix 105.1.